So let me talk about something real quick. When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. Like, how do we start an episode and what do we talk about? How do we get our plays on like Apple Podcasts and Spotify and like all those places for people to hear? And also, how do we make money on our podcast? Well, the answer to every one of those questions is really simple: Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. It's so easy. And now it's Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can even get paid to podcast. Woohoo!
Now, I don't know about you, but the free part really sold me because since we're moms on budgets, that was the best part. It was
Yes.
for free. And now Anchor, you have the capability to, edit your episodes, and it's super easy, especially for someone who's not tech savvy. You can also connect with other podcasters, and I really love that feature. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and making money doing it, go to anchor.com/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. And we can't wait to hear your podcast.
I don't even know what that was. That was like a 1970s intro to like the news or whatever. So I think the topic that we're going to go over, and this is going to be a whole episode on this, is the no contact rule after a breakup. I've seen people talk about like the 30-day no contact rule because like they say that's how long it takes for your ex to kind of like
if they're going to come back or not.
Right, if they're going to come back or not. But I feel like we shouldn't put a date on it, like, or a number of days, just because the goal here is to not necessarily try and get your ex back, but also for you to heal. But I feel like that's the big thing that needs to focus.
And to deal health in a healthy way with the breakup.
Yes, the coping mechanisms.
Yeah, because I did not, like, a couple of times that I had was broken up. I don't think I, until the end, I was just like, okay, what the fuck am I doing? I need to heal in a different way. So I've done, like, both.
Yeah. So I've done the no contact thing, but not realizing it. I mostly did it because I'm like, no, I need to like let this go. I didn't actually like put a title on it. But I mean, obviously I've been through a lot more dating and relationships than you. So I can say that the no contact thing does work and they always come back. But by the time that like that
they
30 days are up, that they come back, I don't want them.
That's good.
You know,
that's
because I've already
so
healed, because you're just like, you're trying to get over it. So I guess like when it comes to the whole no contact thing, like, I think one of the most important things to do is to focus on rebuilding yourself, because when you're in that relationship, you kind of lose that, what is that, autonomy? Like, you know, you lose yourself in this person.
Right. And then you have a routine with them that all of a sudden you have to get out of that routine, and it's like, crap. Like, I know, I've been there, and I know people that they're like, well, I used to call them every day after work, and now, like, it was just an instinct that I started calling them. I'm like, oh shit, you know, like,
right. Yeah, because you miss that routine, and that's why you have to like think about rebuilding yourself and now making new routines for yourself.
Yeah,
even though it's hard.
Yeah.
Journaling or talking to a friend, I think it depends like on you situationally, you know, how comfortable you are talking to your friends. But if you can't talk to your friends about a breakup and like ugly cry and tell them like deep shit, like, I really want to kill him and kill myself, like, if you can't tell your friends that, then journal about it. Dude, one thing you don't want to do, I used to do this when I was like really, really young, is I would like cry in front of a mirror.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh my god, I'm doing, like, it was so stupid, but that's like the worst thing you can do, because you're looking at yourself like looking so pitiful, and then you feel bad for yourself.
Yeah, I've done it where, not like necessarily cried in the mirror, but I've had times where I had just finished crying. I'm like, okay, I need a shower, I need to cleanse this away. And I go in the bathroom and I see myself, I'm like, oh my god, I'm a mess.
Isn't that the worst? You're just like, oh my god. But you don't want to do that. So journaling and definitely talking to a friend. Another thing that's really important is going through the 5 stages of grief.
I was
which,
just thinking that, yeah.
I mean, if you obviously have this connection with someone and you're trying to implement the no contact rule, then going through the 5 stages of grief is so important. So what they are is denial, because we obviously deny a breakup, right?
Or even deny that it was ever bad. It's like, but it was good. And you don't think about what the bad times and what caused the breakup.
Right. And that's like when you kind of have to like reflect. It's okay to reflect on the relationship then while you're going through the no contact rule, you know, because then it does open your eyes to things that you are completely oblivious to. Anger, which you're going to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's over, or you start reflecting on things that happen.
Yeah, like, motherfucker.
Exactly. They broke up with me. I'm so mad. Like, oh, you lost a good thing. Bargaining, like, those if-only scenarios. Like, oh, if only I made myself more available to him or her or whatever. Or if only, like...
Yeah.
Just, like, stuff like that. Yeah, so, those are the bargaining. Yeah. Depression. We're going to feel that. Yeah. And then, finally, acceptance. But, like, when it comes to the five stages of grief, when you go through them, they're not always going to be in the same order. You know? They're not all in this order. Like, it's not denial, anger. Like, they all come in different waves and how long they're going to last.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on you and how you're dealing with it. But going through them is so important.
Yeah. I so agree.
Getting a hobby, like, you have to keep yourself busy.
Oh my gosh, yes. Right? That helped me so much.
What was your hobby during the breakup?
My friend was in a kickball league, and she would at first she would just invite me to just go, like, keep your mind, like, don't be home, just come with me.
Yeah.
And I would be like, fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would go, but then, like, I also dealt with the breakup. I, like, remember I mentioned unhealthy ways. So I drank a lot.
Oh,
and I would
go
out a lot. And so...
That's the worst.
Yeah. So the kickball was so fun, but it was, like, a drinking thing. So, like, every time someone made, like, scored a point, I don't know what you call it, like, home run or whatever.
Yeah.
They would take a shot. So I loved it because it was, like, one, keeping me busy, two, I was meeting new people, and then three, I was drinking.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't necessarily call it a good... It was good because it got me out of the house. I didn't think about things for a while, but it was bad because I was still drinking, and not even just during the week or during the weekend. It was during the week.
So that's, like, definitely not a good way of coping with a breakup because also alcohol makes you very, very emotional.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Especially and, like, for you.
Yeah. Well, I've never drunk cried. After, like, a night out, if I start fighting with someone that I love, like, one time I fought with my brother, and I was crying, because I was just, obviously, like you said, it makes you emotional, so I was just like, I'm gonna lose my brother, but obviously I wasn't gonna lose my brother.
Right.
We just got in a fight, and, but, yeah, I forgot what I was saying, but it's just...
We were talking about, like, getting a hobby.
Yeah.
And yours happened to be drinking, so that's a don't.
Well, it was kickball. Kickball
was a good hobby,
And I also did kickboxing, but that was more, like,
I remember
a second job, so it wasn't necessarily... I mean, I loved it.
But that kept you busy, though, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you also found something outside of him that you enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Positive affirmations.
That I didn't do. Oh, well, actually... Because when I'm drunk, I feel like I'm, like, the baddest bitch.
Yeah.
But that's, like, bad to, like, not... I can't drink because I have to stop. I mean, not even do it now, but back then.
Yeah.
I would always be like, I can't drink. I can't do it. But then again, like, back then, my friends, we would just go out. Like, there wasn't really much to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so... But when I was drunk, I'd be like, whatever. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine as hell. And then if I would get hit on, I would be even better. I'd be like, well, fuck that. Like, I still got... You know?
Yeah.
But it's just not...
I mean, it's obviously an ego boost, and it makes you feel good because you see that someone else is acknowledging you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't feel like that's a negative thing.
No.
And having a high confidence in yourself is good. And you're just telling yourself, like, you are a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't lead up and say, I'm such a good woman. Why doesn't he want to be with me? You know what I mean? Like, you can't do something like that.
And I don't know if I necessarily did.
Yeah.
But I did.
I've done that.
But I did think, like... Oh, maybe I did. But I would just be like, whatever. Like, if he didn't see it, someone else will. That's what kind of, like, I saw.
But that's true.
But it's still... I still always based it on him. Because I wasn't over him.
Yeah. That you makes sense. Mean? Yeah. Because he's always going to be on your mind.
Yeah.
When you're going through a breakup.
Oh, yeah.
So the don'ts.
Drink.
Don't drink. Because those emotions come out. But aside from that, you don't want to contact them. I know that sounds so, like, but it's just, like, you can't.
It's so hard. It's so hard. I know for, like, the first couple times. Because, like, you were talking about this before we started recording. But, like, me and this particular ex had, like, a phone plan together.
Yeah.
So we had to talk about it. Like, so about weird. Having to, like... Hey, like, it's gonna be... Because I wanted to keep my number. That was, like, the whole issue. Because he could have just canceled it. And I could have gotten... Like, you know, wouldn't have had to contact. But I needed my phone number. So I remember a couple times he would, like, text me. And I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, what if he changed his mind? And then he would be like, just, you know, you have to go. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, it would start, like,
the breakup all over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's like, so that's that, what that I mean. Feeling that you were starting to do, it's just like backtracked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was because like of three that. Steps back. Yeah. So I totally agree with the no contact, because it's like,
even if it's something that little.
It is. And it is. And especially if you like if you're drunk and you call an ex. I've never done that, honestly. I can honestly say I've never drunk dialed an ex.
I don't but think either.
I know people that have, and they think, I mean, I can assume that they, I want to assume that they think that, oh, we had sex, so maybe he's going to want me back. Like, he had sex with me, he still loves me. No.
He's a dude, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't. And then he would tell her the next day, like, hey, I'm sorry that happened. Yeah. I didn't mean for it to happen. So he did want it to happen. He did it.
He wanted her physically, but like, not, the whole emotional thing, yeah. It's just like, no, I'm not yeah. doing that. And that's, but that's another thing. If you're in contact with them, then you put yourself in those situations mm-hmm. to where you become vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Not the good vulnerability.
No.
But you're grieving right now, so you're sad and you miss this person. You can end up sleeping with them, which for women, we tend to be a lot more emotional when it comes to sex, right? Yeah, we feel that connection.
Mm-hmm.
For most men, it's just like a physical thing. Like, I just need to get my nut.
Yeah.
You know? And it's easier because they don't have to go out and, like, try and pursue a girl, which takes work, as opposed to this ex that would be there, mm-hmm. like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
So the no contact rule is definitely important. It's
so important.
Even if they're just, like, texting you, like, oh, so you have to do this with your phone, or they send you a meme. Just speaking from experience. Another thing, you don't want to look at their social media. Anything related to their social media, anything like 100%. Rereading messages, trying to dissect them, looking at old pictures. If anything, like, one of the best things you can do is delete those.
Yeah.
Because, in another, like, even though people think that, like, deleting that, like, is the end of it. Like, yeah, that could potentially be the end of it. But another thing is if they do end up coming back, then I feel like...
You get a fresh start almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Because mm-hmm. it's just like, even though you still had those good moments in the past with them... And then, like, if you restart it again, like, you can still make more memories. Like, those mm-hmm. pictures are gone, but you can make new ones. And you can build something stronger. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just, like, just delete it. Yeah. Really delete it.
Yeah. I want to say something about that because that happened with me and Jose. So we were broken up for a month. And before we had broken up, we had gone to Rome. But we have no pictures of Rome together. We have them of separately, but all the ones we have of each other together in Rome, they're gone because we were broken up after that, so we both deleted them.
Yeah.
And so that when we decided to start working things out again, I was so sad because I'm like, and especially when we got the house, I'm like, we have no pictures of us to put up from when we were in Italy. But then, like, now I think about it, I'm like, it's fine though, because I remember, like, a couple weeks after we came back, we got in an argument. And so I'm like, okay, like, yeah, obviously every couple argues, but that
led
up to the breakup.
Right.
And so I was just like, as much as I wish I had those pictures, I'm glad I don't, because it's not that it will remind me, because every time I see pictures of Rome of me, I'm not like, oh, well, 3 weeks after that, we got in a fight and we almost broke up. You know, it's not like that.
Yeah.
But now we've gone to trips after that and we have those, and I still have things to cherish. I still have like,
oh, for sure.
I still have good memories, but I just don't have like the bad ones.
Yeah. And so, I see exactly what you mean, because I would be the same way. Like, if I had a picture of, if I was you, if I had, like, that picture in my house of me and an ex right before a breakup, and then we get back together, it's like, oh, like, I remember that pain that I felt.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you're back with them, it's just like, you're in this new house together, you have a family, and it's like, you don't want to bring that into this,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, that's a good idea.
And you know what's funny about this topic? I don't know if it made me think of this, but I don't know if it's related. Okay, so when we got back together, we were like, should we keep our original anniversary, or should we get the new one? And honestly, 100%, I wish we would have kept the new one, because I don't remember. I was like... late March, but I don't remember the exact date that we were like decided, like, okay, we're a couple again, let's work this out, blah blah blah, because now sometimes I'll think of like our anniversary just passed, and I'm just like, okay, but like, we broke up after that, so like, it still means something because we've lasted this long, like, even through the bad, but like, I wish we had that new fresh anniversary. Do you know what I mean?
That makes sense. But I mean, whatever.
But then, like, on the other hand, it's good that we have this other one, because it's still, to me, it means, because the reason we decided at that moment to keep the original one was like, okay, but something brought us back together, so you know, obviously we're meant to be if we came back. Because mm-hmm. I've had exes where we just don't talk and we never talk again. But, like, something brought us back. And I don't know. I just feel like that, I don't know, like that, how would you say it? Like that signifies, or that, mm-hmm. is that the word?
Yeah.
Signifies, like, our whole entire relationship as a whole, and not just, like, forgetting what we've been through and then starting fresh.
I get what you mean there.
You know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
It can be either or.
Yeah.
You have very much a Libra mentality.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you're kind of, like, on that scale where you're like, well, there's this, and then there's also this, you know? I know that also when you went through your breakup, you did this as well, but I know that you weren't, like, obviously emotionally ready for it,
mm-hmm.
was dating.
Oh, yeah.
So, I feel like this is all case by case. Everyone mm-hmm. knows themselves and what they can and cannot handle. Dating can mean just going on a date and just getting, you know, just having that contact with someone of the opposite sex or same sex, whatever you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
That's not your ex.
Yeah.
Or it's just getting someone in your bed, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just sowing your oats or...
Rebound, yeah.
Yeah, your rebound. Mm-hmm. But you also don't want to hurt that person in the that person that you're dating in the process. So I feel that's why, like, it really depends on you. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you were actually, like, actively dating, you let them know.
Yeah, I did.
And you weren't like, oh my god, I want a boyfriend.
No, like, no. And that's, like, a thing that... I can 100% say I wasn't ready today, but the reason that I did was because I couldn't stop thinking about him, and my friend, or my cousin at the time, was on Tinder,
mm-hmm.
and she would tell me, like, you know, it's, even if you're not looking for anyone, it's a good distraction until you're ready to, like, feel, like, to be alone.
Do you think it helped?
Oh, yeah. It helped a lot in a sense where, but see, I knew right away I didn't want to heal on someone else's, how would you say it? Like, I didn't want to use someone to heal.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to hurt anyone. So, like, right away I would tell them, like, I'm freshly single. I'm not looking for anything. I just, you know, I'm just trying to meet people. Is, like, basically what I would say. And a couple of guys wanted to see pictures of my ex right away, but...
That's just so weird to me.
It is so weird.
Oh, it's just so weird. Like, why are you going to compare yourself? How insecure are you?
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. But, like, going back to that, it's just one of those things where I knew I wasn't ready, and I think that's why I could not take anyone seriously. As soon as I would, like, if I were to go on a date, and, like, I know this is a horrible example, but, like, that guy that had small hands, I would, as soon as we sat down, because, like, I walk in, he was there before me, and we hugged, and I sat down, I saw his hands, I'm, like, never gonna talk to you again. And, like, just, like, I would just have, like...
You're this, that critical.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, though.
Yeah.
Like, my friends say the same thing. They're, like... You're really critical. Like, you nitpick these little things in men, and it's like, but I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, like, it may sound stupid, but it...
Yeah.
Because you're gonna end up... Whoever you end up with is exactly, like, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you won't find anything to nitpick. So it's like, let me fucking nitpick.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't like them.
You should be able to, because...
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you should ever settle in who you're gonna...
Thank you.
Be who your life partner is.
Exactly. No.
You should never... Like, it's never too picky. I mean, I get if sometimes... I get if you... Not you, but, like, in general, if someone was, like, didn't like to work... didn't want to go to school, didn't want to, like, you know, like that, but then they expected a doctor. Does that make sense? Like, you don't want to do anything, but you expect all this shit. But, like, Megan, you hold your shit.
Yeah.
So a man should hold his shit, too. You know what
For
I mean?
Sure.
So that's the only time that I'll ever be like, excuse me, you cannot expect gold when you're just bronze.
Exactly. Ooh, that's deep.
Thanks, I just thought
but no, it's true. Like,
it is true.
It's little things that you might nitpick, but it's just like there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Like you nitpicked that guy because he had small hands, right?
But it wasn't even just that the conversation was very blah.
So, yeah.
I knew, but then also in the back of my mind, I was like, I'm not over Jose, so I don't even care.
Yeah. But also you repeatedly going on dates and like trying to get to know other people, it was keeping you distracted, but mm-hmm. you were also not... putting these other people's emotions, you're not putting them on the line.
No.
You know, you're not hurting them because you're being straight up. So that's why dating is good when you're going through a breakup, but you have to be really honest.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, like, if you sleep with someone, don't do a cry like, I miss my ex, right after you sleep with some other guy. Like,
oh,
that's
my God.
Stupid.
People do that.
I've seen that shit in movies.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like girls would actually do something like that. But you just don't want to bring up your ex. Like, don't bring them up. Like, say you've gone through a breakup, but don't make that the sole conversation. Yeah. Like, get to know other people, connect with them.
Yeah.
Even if it's not romantically.
Right. And, like, not to bring up that date again, because it was kind of bad. But when he brought up he wanted to see picture of ex, another thing you should not do is that he would be like, oh, yeah. Like, we started talking about, because he asked why we broke up.
Oh.
So then I was just like, we just had different, you know, mindsets, and we just weren't on the same page. And he was just like, oh, my God, me and my ex, blah, blah, blah. Like, he wanted,
he wanted to get in there.
And I never asked.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, you're not over your ex either.
Exactly. And maybe he was there for the same reason.
Yeah,
as you,
but
though.
He wasn't open about it. Cause then when he asked to go on another date, and I like never, cause I wouldn't give him my number. I gave him my Snapchat. So like as soon as, like if I saw that he would snap me, I wouldn't open it for like a day. And then
I wouldn't
when
even
I
open it.
Would,
I'd clear the conversation.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I finally would open it, I would be like, oh my God, I'm not gonna go out with you. So I would just like, not reply.
Yeah.
So then he started writing a lot. It was really really bad, and I was just like, no. But there's another person. Okay, I have to talk about this right now because this was extreme. Like, he was mad. Because, okay, obviously I told him the same thing. I never even went on a date with him.
Were Snapchatting?
Yeah, no, was it? Yeah, we just snapped. It was a day and a half that we snapped. Girl!
That's it?
That was it. So, okay, we were going to meet up. But he had to cancel because he had got an interview in Chicago. So then I was like, oh, cool. You know, good luck, whatever, blah, whatever. So we didn't talk for, like, the rest of the time. And we were, like, that first day, we were actually snapping, like, consistently. Well, the next day was a Friday. So I wasn't going to be on my phone all day. At that time, I was going out every weekend and just, you know, whatever, keeping myself busy. He wrote me a long paragraph like, wow, yesterday we were having a good conversation and today you're being so short and I don't understand what I did and blah blah. I was like, yeah, I'm never talking to you again. And then no, you know what, he did have my number because he we were texting. I don't even know why I gave him my text, because he was not the only one, actually there's two, but anyways. So then I posted on Snapchat a video like a Kendrick Lamar song. I was singing it, and in the background was my friend's brother and another guy or something, and then my friend, because we were at softball. And he texted me talking, oh, he was like, how did he say it? He was like, LOL, something about broke people, but like talking about me. He's like, this is why broke people don't go far in life. Like, he was mad. And I just put laughing my ass off, who are you? And then I blocked him and we've never talked again.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then one time he came up on my like suggested. Oh, cause I got. No, did I get an. I forget where he came up on my suggested. I don't know if it was Instagram or what. And I blocked him right away.
I would have. Because if he's on your suggested, then you're on his.
Yeah. I was terrified.
That's awkward.
But anyways, no. That was just going on a tangent about bad dates.
But yeah, dating.
Don't not to do.
don't wallow in self-pity. So don't sit there feeling sorry for yourself or feeling bad that they're gone. It's okay to, like, feel that, you know, like, feel sad that they're gone. But just, like, staying stagnant in that constant sadness.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's not the right thing to do because every single second of the day, like, is going by.
Mm-hmm.
Every single second. Like, so to sit there being sad for, I mean, granted, everyone's sadness or depression stage does vary depending on the severity of the relationship or the connection that you had with them.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you know yourself well enough, you know how to pick yourself up, how to move on, how to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've been through this stuff before.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know how to get through it a lot better now. And plus, I'm older. Like, I have a lot of experience in this field.
Yeah.
No relationship expert, but I've learned a lot.
Who is, though?
I know. Another thing, and this is kind of going back to the contact thing. If you are in contact with this ex, don't bring up to them if you are feeling sad or miss them, because this gives them power. So if you're obviously the one that's being broken up with, the breaker upper, whatever, your ex, the one who broke up with you, like, they feel this power, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
this is something that they're not just like on a whim thinking that they're gonna do. Like, there's like this,
things
they're just
up
let
to
up
it, yeah.
So this has already been in their mind, and then they have that power and they have the control because the breakup happened. So I feel like also a part of the no contact rule is if they're contacting you or whatever, like, you're the one that's now in control. Not only just of them and their emotions, mm-hmm. kind of to say, but you're in control of yourself now and how you're going to handle it. So you don't want to give them that power of them knowing that you're sad, mm-hmm. that you're not dealing with this very
well.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, because then they're like, oh, well, I can get them back wherever I want them. I have them in the palm of my hand, so to say. Yeah. So to speak.
Yeah.
So, and another thing you don't want to entertain is, like, if, like, Snapchat, you don't want to look at their snaps. You know, like, even if it's on their story, mm-hmm. or if they send one to you, like, just clear it, delete it, because you don't want them knowing then that you're entertaining their life. And that you are still intrigued.
Yeah.
You know?
Usually when I go through a breakup, we block right away.
Oh, my God.
Either I was blocked or I do the blocking because I'm just like, I don't want to see your stuff. I'm done.
Yeah. But it's because it's unhealthy for you to see that stuff. And you don't know, like, what there is going to be. So your heart starts beating fast.
Exactly.
You're like, what if I hear a girl?
Yeah.
Like, your mind just goes off on a tangent. You're like, I heard a girl. Yeah. But even though it was, like, a Shakira song in the background, you're like, oh, my God, I heard a girl.
Shakira.
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind. But you just don't want to entertain the fact that they know that you're sad.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't want to do that.
No.
Or, like, write them long messages. You know what you should do?
I did that.
Don't do that. Just, like,
I
put
did.
It in your notes, like a notepad on your phone. Like, you can write it there, like, let it all out. Even though you don't send it to them. Like, the thing is they already know that you care about them. They already know that you love them. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, if they're the ones that broke up with you, like, they know that you're still in love with them, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, why repeat it? You're like a broken record or beating a dead horse. For what?
Yeah.
You're hurting nobody but yourself. It's not going to make them come back to
you. And then it's worse if they don't reply. I think it's worse that they don't even acknowledge this long paragraph that you said.
You know what the thing is, though, is, like, now that I'm older, like, what I realize is that they don't say anything. There's like, so many reasons why. Like, one of the reasons is because that's something that they really don't want to hear because they know that they're hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
They also won't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to hurt you by giving you a response because you're going to dissect it. We are going to dissect it.
And they're still going to be like, I'm sorry. You know, like, something stupid.
Yeah, because they don't know what else
to
say.
They still don't want
to. Because they do feel bad, but they can't say, you know, I'm sorry this didn't work out between us. I do love you. Because then the thing is like, when you read that message, the only thing you're going to read is,
I
love you.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't even bother. Like, why?
Yeah.
But yeah, don't do that either.
Yeah.
Don't write them long messages.
Yeah,
it's not going to change anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think the big thing to learn here is just, like, don't use the no contact rule as to try and get your ex back, which a lot of people do. Like, I was researching it online, like, how to get your ex back doing the no contact rule. And it's like, don't use that as the sole reason to do this. Like, do this so that you can heal and move on. And don't close your heart to any other opportunities that could come.
Yeah. You know? I 100% agree.
Yeah. But I think the no contact rule has helped you. I mean, granted, you did get your significant other back or whatever. But
it was really, I don't even know if I want to talk about that.
It's
actually
hard.
Whatever. It was, no, and it wasn't even hard because right when he did finally, like, contact me, I was like, no, fuck you. Who are you? After, because especially I did send him the long text, but it was just my way of saying bye. And I wasn't expecting him. I was expecting him to reply back, which he didn't. But I wasn't expecting us to get back together. It was literally me getting everything off my chest. And I even wrote in the message, like, you're not asking for forgiveness, but I'm forgiving you. And this is, I'm healing. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, bye. I sent it through email because I knew I didn't want him. No, because if I send it through text, I was expecting to see it. No,
oh,
I don't know.
The bubbles?
No. Not even just that. If I knew that if I sent it through text, he would see it right away or as soon as he woke up or whenever he would see it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be waiting. I knew
that
he didn't
check
his email often. So then I was just like, he might not ever even see this, so I don't care. I'm just literally sending it to him, but it might not get to him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it was like, because I wanted him to eventually see it, but not in that moment, not the next day. Like, I just wanted him to see it, and I wanted to get everything off my chest. And it wasn't like 5-page paper. It was literally like a little paragraph. And then, so when he did contact me, I was like, what? Like, where is this coming from? I'm so mad still. I don't even want to talk to you. And I didn't talk to him for a couple weeks, but I was so pissed.
Yeah. That's another thing, like, you shouldn't expect is closure.
Oh, I did.
like,
Not even that I expected closure. I don't know. Sorry, I keep talking about myself, but it's
no, that's okay. I think it's just because men don't know how to give closure.
No, but then if you're the breaker upper, do you really even if you're a girl, do you know how to give closure? Because like, how do you give closure? Like, if someone doesn't want to break up, it's like, okay, but I do, so
right.
You can't get closure because you still want to be with me and I don't.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And you shouldn't expect them to give you that closure.
No.
You shouldn't expect an apology.
No.
And that's just the thing, like, you shouldn't expect after a breakup. They don't owe you anything. No. Like, though it sounds harsh, like, they don't owe you anything. No. So, yeah. I mean, granted, I see, like, why you wanted to send the email, because you just needed to get it off your chest. Mm-hmm. I mean, but sure, looking go ahead back, and do it's it,
stupid.
But
I wish I would never have. Yeah. But I did.
Because the thing is like, I don't know what you said in that email, mm-hmm. but when you're after, like, even after a breakup, I know that men will still think about it, you know, think about you and stuff like that. They just don't make it as noticeable as, like, a woman would. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they know, like, he knew that you're a good woman. He knew how hardworking you were. He knew how strong you are, how mm-hmm. great of a mom you are. He knows all that. Mm-hmm. And all the things that you did for him, like, he knows that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no reason to re-vocalize that and give a recap of the relationship, because he was there. He knew it.
Yeah,
he just didn't acknowledge it at that moment because for whatever reason he was being an arrogant prick and wanted to end it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
But I hope that the no contact rule will help other people, because right now I'm in the process of the no contact rule, which we can discuss how that goes when I hit the 30 days or however long it takes. But
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you deal when you have kids around? Like, with sadness?
That's another thing. Okay. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I don't know how you... Now, my first day was on Monday of dealing with the breakup.
Okay. This past Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was just a cry fest. Like, I was nonstop crying. My eyes hurt. Like, I cried so much that my skin hurt from the tears falling.
Yeah.
And I was literally in my bed in the dark. And he saw me cry, and I felt bad. But unfortunately, like, this is something that I don't go through a lot, you know? Like, he's never seen me that bad.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with him. I don't feel bad that he saw me sad, because he was there to help me, to, like, hug me and make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hide those emotions from him.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, oh, he's a kid, don't bring them into it. Like, I'm not bringing him into anything. He's seen me sad, but he doesn't know why I'm sad.
Yeah.
That's another problem also if you're a single mom. When you go through a breakup, you also think about that stuff too, like, if you introduce your kid to them, how are they going to deal with it? How do you bring that up to them? And that's another thing that you have to focus on. You have to focus on, like, your kid and, like, them knowing that this person could not be around anymore. So that's why you don't want to bring them up, you know, that kind of thing. If they ask about them, like, you know, we're not seeing each other right now, or whatever. But I think honesty is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's only 4, so he doesn't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it doesn't, I'm not gonna lie though, it does make it harder when they ask about them, because you're like, it's like opening that wound, you know, like, or that plate that broke, and you put it back together finally, and then boom, you smash it again, you know? But I don't think that you should also hold on to a relationship
just because of that. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I agree.
But I mean, when you and your ex broke up, he obviously met your daughter. So how did that go for you though? Because she's older than...
Oh yeah, she was 6 or 7. Maybe 7. So she did ask for him a lot. And then she was... Because we would actually hang out every... Because she was with her dad every other weekend. So I would try to, like, go out the weekends that, like, with him, the weekends that she was gone. But, like, every other weekend, he was either at my mom's hanging out with us, or, like, we would go out and all 3 of us. And
like,
so,
a family affair.
Yeah.
That's another thing that you miss, too.
Oh,
when you're
a
single parent. Go ahead.
And so when she, when we, like, the one of the first weekends, I asked her, I'm like, oh, let's have, like, a game night, because I just bought Speak Out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that game's so fun.
It's so fun. And I bought it because I wanted to, like, laugh my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's so much fun. And then we were getting, like, setting up, and my sister was there, my sister's friend was there. And then she was like, oh, what time is he coming? And I'm like, oh, he can't make it, because I didn't told her yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's not coming today. And she was like, oh, weird.
And then, like, a couple times she would ask about it. And when I finally did tell her, she was like, Delani is so loyal. Like, honestly, she's so loyal. And I never even, like, told her anything about the breakup. I just said, you know, we just decided that we were better off as friends and, like, you know, whatever. And then I told her, like, I don't hate him. Because she asked me, she's like, are you mad at him? And I was like, no, I'm not mad at him. I'm just, we're just not going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. We're just friends. And then she was like, oh, but friends still hang out. And I was like, yeah, they do. I was like, but he's hanging out with his friends and I'm hanging out with my friends. And then she was like, oh, okay. And one time I could not hide because I would try not to cry in front of her. I did the opposite of you. Mm. And one night I put her to sleep. And actually that night she was going to sleep in my bed. And I was living with my mom. And so I went upstairs and I was talking to my mom about something because she was going to be able to pick up Delani from school or something that day. We were talking about something. And then my mom was just like, you know, one of those days when you're having a hard day and then all of a sudden someone asks, like, how are you? And you just cry.
Yeah.
And she's like, how have you been? And I was like, fine. But, like, as soon as I said fine, like, my voice started cracking. And then she was just like, it's going to be hard, but you're doing really good. And, like, you're dealing it with good. And I started crying more. And I wasn't even, like, bawling. It was just, like, tears wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck, whatever. So I went downstairs to go to sleep. And I was like, reading, but like I was still crying and I was like whatever, but I thought Delani was sleeping, which I think she was, but she woke up and she turned around and then she saw my face. She's like, what's wrong, mom? What's wrong? And I was like, fuck, what do I say?
Yeah.
And I was just like, nothing. I was like, I'm just having a really hard day. And then she was like, okay, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah. And then so I put the book away and we were like hugging and like we fell asleep. But like she never knew why I cried that time.
Yeah.
But she did overhear one time and then she was like, I'm mad at him. Oh. And she even like said that. So then when we decided to get back together, it was like one of those things where I waited a little bit to introduce them again. Because then I had to talk with her about, like,
getting back together the complexity of our relationships. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that, like, that whole thing, I tried to hide it from her. But, like, once she saw me, and, like, she would hear, you know when kids hear everything? She was at the age where, like, I would whisper, like, and then we lived with my mom. So, like, I would be talking with my mom upstairs, but she would, like, be downstairs, and she would still hear.
Yeah.
And... or she would, like, sense and, like, I don't know. So it was harder.
Yeah.
You're lucky that he's small. Not lucky, but, like, that he doesn't really...
Yeah. He doesn't grasp the concept, but I'm not afraid to cry in front of him. Like, I thought about it, like, oh, my God, I just need to hide. But it's just, like, my mom would do that. Like, my mom hid, like, so many things from me. Like, when it came to death, she would never let me go to a funeral. She would, like, never want me to see her cry. And it's, like, why? Like...
because then you don't learn how to grow... you don't grow up learning and how to deal with those emotions, too.
Right, because of what she's going through. Like, you don't have to tell me what happened.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, why are you crying? Oh, because, you know, I'm no longer with this person. And you have to understand, like, it's okay to cry during those times. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it to feel those emotions. Because I never want to hide those feelings from my kid. And right. But that's... everyone's different, you know?
Yeah.
But... the no contact rule is definitely helpful. And especially if you have a kid, like, you have to try and move on. I think that's one of the bigger things with the no contact rule when you have a kid is, like, you have to move on.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit here being sad. And your kid needs you. You need to be better. Because if you're not mentally good and emotionally, like, then your kid's not going to be good.
Right. And if you have the contact, I feel like it just prolongs the healing process.
For sure.
Like, yeah. It's like you said, it's like starting all over with the healing process again every time you talk.
And who loves to do that?
No.
I don't either.
Mm-mm, not me.
But I hope this is helpful for anyone if anyone else is going through like a breakup or dealing with it, like, just remember, 5 stages of grief. Rebuild yourself, journal, talk to a friend, cry, it's okay, but you have to come out of it stronger.
You got this, sis.
Yes.